I want to bring on my next guest, Danielle Wedgeworth. She is a graduate from a private Christian university in the 1980s back there, worked a couple of years before joining the U.S. Army. Currently, Danielle is an IT project manager and the owner of Once Upon a Time, a studio that promotes independent artists and writers. She's the author of this book, Phoenix Republic, The Lone Star Gamut. Danielle, welcome to the Chris Salcedo Show.
Hey, good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me.
It's great having you. And look, and it's a full disclosure, she is a sponsor to this program. But the more, and it was in that capacity that she and I had conversations about why we wrote our books. I wrote Liberty Rises. She wrote Phoenix Republic, The Lone Star Gambit. So, Danielle, first off, give me, what was your big push? What actually got you to put pen to paper and get this down?
Well, you know, actually, it's getting the message out there. I have conversations all the time with people. You talk about news stories and whatnot and trying to sell the liberty message. And there's so many people that, you know, are just not listening. I got frustrated one day and said, I've got to try something else. I'm going to reach out and try entertainment. I'm going to write a story and see if we can get somebody emotionally.
Yeah, and some of the feedback. Now, I haven't gotten all the way through the book, but I got to tell you, it grabs you right from the first chapter. I mean, this you go, why are people firing bullets at this young woman? I couldn't. I don't want to give away anything toward the end, but it's like one of those. And I guess it's fair to classify it as a thriller. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm calling it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So it's one of those thrillers that goes, oh man. Okay. I got to start paying attention to what's going on here. What's the overarching message?
Well, it's basically collective solutions versus personal responsibility. We can either go down the path that we're currently on, where everybody's sort of, you know, lowest common denominator, and everybody's entitled to something, or we can stand and be responsible for ourselves and hopefully have a shot at turning our country around.
How much of your military service was instrumental in informing the way you wrote this?
Well, I mean, there are some aspects later in the book where things are starting to melt down a bit. And, you know, it's going to come down to a situation where every soldier, every police officer is going to have to make a decision, a gut check about, you know, where they go. Do I obey the Constitution? Do I obey, you know, whoever is telling me to do something that might not be legal? And spending time in the military, I think I had a feel for, you know, how that might feel like. What's it, you know, what's the chain of command going to do? What are the pressures that these guys, because let's face it, a lot of them are going to be in a tough spot. And we're not accustomed to disobeying our leaders.
Well, we're usually accustomed to our leaders having the best interest of the country at heart, which cannot be said of the current occupier of the Oval Office or his political party for that matter. Hello, see Obamacare. Danielle Wedgeworth is my guest right now. She's the author of the brand new book, Phoenix Republic, The Lone Star Gambit. Being from Texas and being from the North Texas area, I got to say I got a kick out of seeing a lot of the areas that I know in the book. When I did the same thing in Liberty Rises between Texas and San Diego, where I was born, because I know those areas. Just as a mechanism, as an artist, did you find it felt necessary and compelled not to create certain areas of the country that you had not been to, but you thought you'd stick with what you know, just as a way for authenticity to put out there, authenticity in the reader's mind?
Well, sure. I mean, the first part of the book, it's critical to really ground people in the here and now and give a very realistic view to what's going on. Because, let's face it, reality bias is what it is. You know, it's hard to imagine things getting really, you know, upside down and the economy crashing and that kind of thing. So
is it really?
Well,
I mean, is it really? I mean, with the current group that we have in charge right now, that is my biggest fear, that these people are such novices. And, you know, basically, instead of govern, they campaign. It is one of my biggest worries. Last thing I want to talk to you about is the need for conservatives to reengage in society in areas that I think to our detriment we have abandoned. I'm talking about, of course, education. You heard my rant going in about that.
Absolutely.
Shoddy reporting and terrible reporting out of Washington, D.C., but also in the area of entertainment, Hollywood, pop culture. Why do you think it's so important that we re-engage in those areas?
Well, let's be honest. I mean, by the time an election happens, the people that are making those decisions, making those votes, have already made up their minds. We have to get people with culture, get them to change their outlook before they ever get to an election cycle. It's got to be legitimate and organic, and, you know, showing people there is something besides collectivized wisdom and entitlement, and that we can do it for ourselves. ourselves, and the Americans are amazing if we'll just try. We can do it. We just got to let people remember that they can. And that's how you reach them, through stories and music and art. That's why we have our store. That's why I'm writing. And I think everybody owes it to the country to do the same thing. You know,
and
I took
folks,
an oath to defend. Go ahead.
No. You took an oath to defend what?
No, I took the oath to defend the Constitution. And, you know, that was then. Nowadays, I can do that, you know, by reaching people's hearts and minds.
Yeah, and she knows of what she speaks, folks. She's a veteran of the United States Army. Danielle Wedgeworth, she is the author of this book, Phoenix Republic, The Lone Star Gambit. It is an act of fiction, but trust me, you're going to get a little concerned when you see a lot of parallels and, for what's going on right now in our society and what she lays out in this book. Danielle, thank you very much, A, for the sponsorship of this program, and B, for writing a great piece and making time for us here.
Chris, thank you for your story and, you know, and for having me. I appreciate it very much.
All right, Danielle, thank you very much for being here.